Yo yo yo, what's up fierce fam? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk and radical self-love. Let's be honest, Gen Z lives in a constant state of go, go, go. Between scrolling through endless TikToks, crushing exams, and trying to figure out what avocado toast actually is, it's easy to get lost in the noise. Ever feel like your brain is just a chaotic jumble of notifications and anxieties? I get it, fam. That's why today we're diving into something seriously underrated. Journaling. Yeah, I know, sounds basic AF, but hear me out. This ain't your grandma's diary filled with angsty teenage poems about boys who broke your heart. Unless that's your thing, then rock on. This is about leveling up your mental game, finding some damn peace in this chaotic world, and owning your power. Think of journaling as a digital detox for your mind, a space where you can literally write out all the noise and clarity emerges. It's like venting to your best friend, but your best friend never judges you, always has time for you, and never spills the tea. 5 things journaling does for you that are straight fire. Number 1, it helps you understand yourself better. Seriously, we're all walking contradictions, right? 1 minute you're slaying a presentation, the next you're questioning your entire existence over spilled coffee. By putting pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard, if you're old school like me, you start to see patterns in your thoughts and behaviors. It's like having an internal GPS that helps you navigate your emotions and figure out what makes you tick. Number 2, it boosts your self-awareness. Like, real self-awareness, not that performative stuff we all put on for Instagram. Journaling forces you to look inward and confront those shadow selves that usually hide in the dark corners of our minds. Think insecurities, fears, bad habits, all those things we try to ignore. But when you acknowledge them, they lose their power. Number 3, it's a stress buster like no other. Ever notice how a good rant can make you feel lighter? Journaling is basically that, but in a more organized and productive way. You get to unload all those pent-up feelings, frustrations, and anxieties without worrying about judgment or awkward silences. It's like therapy, but cheaper, and way more private. Number 4, it helps you set goals and track your progress. Want to learn a new language, run a marathon, become the CEO of your own empire? Journaling can help you break down those big dreams into smaller, achievable steps. Plus, seeing your progress in writing is super motivating. It's like watching yourself level up in real life, except this time, there are no cheat codes. And finally, number 5, journaling helps you find clarity and purpose. Life can get pretty confusing, right? With all the noise and distractions, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. But when you take the time to reflect on your values, passions, and dreams, journaling can help you reconnect with your inner compass and figure out where you want to go next. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine scrolling through social media late at night, feeling that familiar wave of comparison creep in. You see everyone else living their best lives, achieving their dreams, looking effortlessly cool. Then bam, a spiral of self-doubt hits. You start questioning your own worth, your purpose, your entire existence. Sound familiar? We've all been there. Now imagine instead of scrolling into that negativity hole, you grab your journal and just write. Write out those feelings, those doubts, those comparisons. Get them all on paper so they don't have power over you anymore. Then flip the script. Write down 3 things you're grateful for, 3 things you're proud of, and 1 thing you're looking forward to. Bam! You just shifted your energy from self-doubt to self-love. Journaling isn't about finding perfection, it's about being real with yourself, even the messy parts. It's about owning your power by understanding your thoughts and emotions, setting goals that light you up, and living a life that feels authentically you. So ditch the negativity, grab your journal, and let's get fierce. Don't forget to share your biggest takeaways with me on TikTok, tag the episode, use the hashtag #FierceFemaleEnergy, and let's build a community of real talk queens. If this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button and tell a friend who needs to hear it too. Until next time, stay fierce fam.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.